All right, real quick. I'm going to do this real quick, I hope. I got to because I'm on my lunch break. But anyway, when you see past 3D, it's kind of painful because you know you're leaving behind everything and everybody, because most people can't see it. You might have one or two that you meet online, maybe three, that can see past the 3D, and they might not even be of the same religion or same faith or whatever you want to call it, but they can see the simulation. And you might connect with a couple people online that you'll never meet. You never talk to them on phone. You never text them. It's just email. And they see past the simulation. And on the one hand, it's very painful because you know that most people will never see it. But at the same time, it's like ecstasy. It's like an ecstasy feeling where you're just way above, you know, once you go through the pain of the fact that the 3D is just a vapor and it's all temporary, it's just all object lessons, it's just all a deja vu repeat. Once you go through that pain, then you rise above it. Once you overcome that three-dimensional loss that is all fake, then you rise above it into 5D mindset and you realize that, wow, oh, the reason it exists is kind of like being in the womb of the mama, and you birth into this 3D. And so what happened the 9 months that you were going through that growth, it wasn't real. It was real, but it wasn't real. The baby's in the womb for 9 months, and the baby pops out and faces the real world. But then you go 70 years and you leave this place and you face the real world. So this is like a dream, just like the baby in the womb was in a dream. And so then you move away from the pain and you learn to manage life in the new way of thinking, and you realize it's the real thing is spiritual, and the spirit mind is more powerful than the 3D. So if you think it, you start to be, then you can start exercising your spiritual gifts like crazy, because you know Jesus withdrew himself. He withdrew himself. They couldn't even see him. He just walked away and they didn't even see him. You can do experiments with your thoughts, because spirit is above matter. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind is spirit. Your heart is spirit. So when you do experiments with your thoughts and your mind, and you see it actually manifest in 3D, then you move into like an ecstasy thing, because yeah, you got other people around you, but they're still in the Plato 3D matrix, you know, and they're all worried about stuff and materialism and stuff and image and outward show. They'll sell their soul to the devil for a car or a job or something. And you're like, I don't need to do that, because I just think it. I'm tied in with Jesus, and I think it, which is like a prayer, because when you think, T-H-I-N-K, it's the same word as T-H-A-N-K. When you think, you're thankful. And so we're looking back at the cross all the time, every moment of every day. So your mind is set on affections above. And if your affections are above, you're one with Christ. He'll give you all the desires of your heart, whatever you need. You might not get everything, but you get your basics. Any problem you face, the solution was already there before the foundation of the world. And so, long story short, when you wake up to the fact that 3D is just temporary, and you put all your confidence in it, and it's painful to lose that. And then, when you finally admit it, then you start to see why it works the way it works, then you're like, oh, this is great. This is like heaven on earth. You're in ecstasy, right? Heaven on earth, right? because you see past it. You already know what's going to happen before it happened because there's nothing new under the sun. Just like a truck just went by. River pools. I was thinking about the word river yesterday, and a truck with a sign says River Pools. I was thinking about a restaurant beside the river yesterday. I was thinking, what is that about, beside the river? What does that mean? And then I see a truck today. River Pools. Anything you, if it's God's will, anything you can imagine, and you want to put the effort in, it can happen down here. You just have to be a good salesperson, or hire a salesperson, and a good plan, and the business, you can make it happen. I did a mailbox business, I did a book business, I did a few little side gigs, you know, a long time ago. The secret is being motivated. You're going to have, and the only thing that motivates you down here is love. So let's say you're, what is motivating you to, the only thing that motivates a person is love, right? If it's just greed, that won't last. The only thing that really motivates is the greatest thing, and that's love. And so you have to have love for either a person, place, or thing, or people, or group, the body of Christ. And now a truck just went by that said one on the side. I was talking about being one with Christ, right? You love the body of Christ. You want to see people grow, you know? And sometimes you have to go back to the old paths. This morning I put a Bible in my sock, and it reminds me to pray about something 24/7. If I keep a Bible in my sock, and I don't sleep with a sock on, but I might start doing that just to when I feel that Bible, I could be praying even as I wake up. When you're in serious prayer about something, either breaking a stronghold, maybe somebody needs to be saved, that you want to pray for them to get convicted and get saved. You do that for 21 days, the universe has to shift. Something has to shift, you know? Because he says, if you ask anything according to his will, he will do it. He would have all men to be saved, and all men and women to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That is his will. So if you pray for somebody for 21 days straight, or 3 months straight, or 6 months, or a year if you have to, if they get right, something's got to change, right? They might be cursing you out, but you're praying for them. Who's going to win? They're not going to win. You're going to win. Somebody's cursing you out for nothing. At least your perception is nothing. And you're praying for them. Who's going to win? You are. They're going to lose. They're going to lose. Think about it. If you turn the light on, the light destroys the darkness. So if you pray for somebody who's cursing you out, who's going to win? They're going to lose because they're already defeated because they're using the dark side. Yeah. Yeah. This is 3D is just a birthing. It's like being in a womb. You're birthing to your new state day by day. So every time you step into a new state, you say hallelujah, and then you know there's a new state coming around the corner. So when you get to heaven, when you see Jesus, you'll be like him, but I'm sure you're going to be still going through amazement how God is so much higher than what we imagine. You your imagination can't even fathom what's going to happen. And so what am I saying? You lose everything when you see past 3D, but then you also gain everything at the same time, because you know it's all temporary anyway, and it was just for your spiritual growth. And you move from worshiping the world, the flesh, and prior life to worshiping God. It's all a worship service, no matter which way you look at it. If the Jerry Springer people, they worship themselves, the flesh, the prior life, and money and stuff and the image, and you worship God. You want to do God's will, they want to do the world's will or their will. And they're not even real. That's the sad part. Doing their will is selfishness. It's not even real. So they're living in delusions. The queen bee is in delusion. And she will destroy herself, because that is the delusion. Queen bee worship me is the delusion. I mean, they always destroy themselves.